Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
This week's Aging Today question is, how common is elder financial exploitation? Thanks to Lori Gonzalez, research faculty at the Claude Pepper Center, for this week's script. One of the most common types of elder mistreatment is financial exploitation, and it is vastly underreported. It's estimated that for every one reported case of fraudulent or unauthorized use of an older person's resources, there are more than 40 unreported cases. Part of the underreporting may be because most cases involve family rather than strangers, and when the perpetrator is someone they know, the loss is greater, an average of $50,000 compared to $17,000. But strangers nevertheless present a danger, and financial scammers are taking advantage of fears surrounding the coronavirus. The Federal Trade Commission offers the following advice on avoiding these scams. Don't respond to calls, texts, or emails about checks from the government. Ignore online or telephone offers for vaccines and home test kits. Hang up on robocalls. Be wary of emails claiming to be from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention or the World Health Organization. And never respond to requests to make charitable donations in cash, by gift card, or by money wire.
Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.